Chapter 12. What is your best before date?
Like your favorite brand of milk from the grocery store, you could say that we all have a best before date. But unlike milk, ours isn't stamped on our foreheads for the world to see. So when do you become too old to do anything about your future? What we do know for sure is that we all have a 100% probability of graduating from this earth someday. But we're not blessed, and many would say that's a good thing, to know exactly when that day is going to be. Which is why we say you are never too old to get started planning for your future, however much of it you have left, as well as for your family's future. If you don't make a plan for their future security, then who will? When we meet with our more mature clients, it's quite common to hear them say, "I think I'm too old to get started." Well, we always respond with this question. When you deposit a check at your local bank, does the teller ask you how old you are? Of course they don't. So the short answer is no, you're not too old to get started. We're talking about becoming your own banker. Money can't move without the process of banking. So as long as you're alive, you are not too old to practice the infinite banking concept. Someone has to perform the function of banking in your life, and we say it should be you. Whether you're young, middle-aged, or living out your golden years, you can still set up a participating, dividend-paying whole life insurance policy. Yours doesn't have to be the life that is insured in order to own that policy. And when you do own a policy, you are the only person who's in complete control of the cash values and the beneficiaries. Now, to add a more personal note to this, here's Jason Lowe from McGuire Financial.
It was January 2012, and we just finished another incredible Banker's Secret boot camp. An attendee approached me, shook my hand, and said, "Jason, thank you for saving my family's life." I didn't really process the meaning of the comment that he made, but I politely responded with, "You're welcome. Thank you for attending our boot camp." I first met with him and his wife a few months before that boot camp. The life insurance policy they had purchased from another advisor had lapsed. The purpose of our meeting was to discuss life insurance. We reviewed their current need for coverage and looked at possible scenarios. They applied for a new life insurance policy and were approved a short time later. He was a professional tile setter, and on what he thought was just another day at work, he suddenly collapsed at a job site. He had gone into full cardiac arrest. By sheer luck, the homeowner was a registered nurse. She was alerted to the situation by one of his colleagues, and she immediately began to administer CPR. He was revived and rushed by ambulance to a nearby hospital. His doctors discovered blockages in his arteries, and he underwent emergency surgery. 3 months later, a lung infection set in, and then I received a phone call that nobody in the insurance industry ever looks forward to. I was informed that, sadly, my client had passed away. He was 39 years young, leaving behind his wife and two small children. I dropped everything I was doing and immediately went to work on the claim. We always tell clients that when family, friends, and colleagues show up at a funeral with food, flowers, and condolences, we show up with tax-free money. The image below is a copy of the actual check that I delivered to my client. What's odd is the check is dated exactly 1 year to the day after my client applied for the policy. $1,058,505.57 of tax-free money made it possible for my client and her children to take the time they needed to grieve without any financial worries. In fact, my client resigned from her job, obtained her insurance license, and now operates as an independent insurance agent, sharing her story with others. What did my client do with the proceeds of the claim? She applied for participating dividend-paying policies on her life and her children's lives. She deposits more than $100,000 per year into all policies. Not only will she have complete control over the use and liquidity of all the money for the rest of her life, but also she will leave behind an estate that may exceed $18 million tax-free to her beneficiaries, creating intergenerational wealth. Since my client's passing, I have had a mysterious appreciation for that moment when he shook my hand and said, "Thank you for saving my family's life." That was the last time I saw him alive. You just don't know what your best before date is, but what you can do is be prepared for it. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. How two phone calls changed my life. It was September of 1998. I was in my early 20s and I received a job promotion that required a move from my hometown of Timmins, Ontario to Edmonton, Alberta. I was well on my way in a promising retail career. I will never forget the day I embarked on what would be 3 days of driving in a Chevy Beretta that was packed full of my belongings. It was a chilly, sunny morning as I stood in the doorway of my father's home. My dad shook my hand, hugged me, and said, "I'm proud of you, son. I love you. Drive safe and call me when you get there." As I pulled out of the driveway, my father waved. That was the last time I saw my dad alive. He died suddenly just a few weeks later in October of 1998. How did I find out? I got a phone call at work. It was my stepmother on the line. She was frantic, saying that my dad had passed away suddenly and I needed to come home right away. I was shocked and wasn't sure how to react. I had to call my sister to inform her of the terrible news. My heart sunk as I dialed her number. I will never forget that moment or the conversation. To this day, I still regard it as one of the most difficult phone calls I've ever had to make. My father had no life insurance. He was only 52. Fast forward to March of 2006. I was in my early 30s. My mom asked me to drive her to the convenience store to pick up some items. We ran a few errands and I dropped her off. When she was getting out of my car, she said, "Thank you for the ride. I love you and I will talk to you soon." That was the last time I saw my mom alive. A few days later, I received a call on my cell phone just as I was entering my office tower for work. It was my Uncle Gary. He said, "Jason, it's about your mom. I'm sorry, but she's gone. Your mom has passed away." I was devastated. And for the second time, I had to call my sister to inform her of the news. Yet again, my heart sunk as I dialed her number. I will never forget the pain of having to make another phone call to inform my sister that our mom had passed away. My mother had no life insurance. She was only 56. There was a small amount of group coverage from my mom's employer, but it wasn't enough money to even make a dent in handling her final affairs. Why am I sharing these personal stories with you? I understand the pain of losing a loved one unexpectedly. I also understand the stress and pressure of having to deal with a loved one's final affairs. I've experienced it twice. And while no amount of money can bring a lost loved one back, there is certainly no downside to having tax-free money available in that time of need. Whenever I meet with prospective clients to talk about the infinite banking concept, I always share the story of my parents so that others can see why I'm in the life insurance business and why I genuinely believe that life insurance is a need to have versus a nice to have. I never want to see children go through what my sister and I endured when our parents passed away. It bears repeating that we don't know what your best before date is. Nobody knows that. We will say that when you do pass away, your family, friends, coworkers will show up with flowers, food, cards, and condolences. If you have life insurance, your advisor will show up with money. Tax-free money that provides the freedom of time to grieve and to handle one's final affairs without placing a financial burden on the family left behind.